Mind you, that at about 7:50.
Let's, now that we've talked about the biographical material in your life, Mr. Schwartz, talk a bit about your perceptions as a Pittsburgher, as a businessman, as a resident, what you have seen in the years that you've lived in the city, and perhaps what you foresee for the city.
For me to talk about Pittsburgh, I really have to say, as a preface, that I'm very, very prejudiced in favor of the city. I've lived here practically all my adult life, and I feel I've enjoyed living here, and that Pittsburgh and the people of Pittsburgh have been very good to me. First of all, I think Pittsburgh as a whole is an extremely friendly city. I know it happens very seldom that I walk through the streets of Pittsburgh that I don't see several people who I talk to or who talk to me and greet me. And after all, in a city of almost 500,000 people, I think that's a very nice feeling to have. I think Pittsburgh, from a economic point of view, has its high points and low points, but as a whole, I think Pittsburgh is a very good place to have a business. I feel the fact that so many new buildings are being erected or have been erected in the last few years has to be an indication that Pittsburgh is going to be revitalized, that it might not be the, and it will not be the steel center of the country anymore, but it will be a important corporate center, probably in some service industry, for the nation. I'm sure that some of the people who are investing in these buildings know what is going to happen here. They're privy to some information that I do not have, but I feel very encouraged by what's going on, that Pittsburgh will continue to be a very viable economic community. Pittsburgh, to me, has the advantage of offering many of the things that a small city offers its residents, which is a community life where you can feel very much at home, where you feel that you're surrounded by friendly people. And in line with that, I feel Pittsburgh is, for the size of the city, it is a comparatively safe city to live in. On the other hand, from a cultural point of view, Pittsburgh offers both in visual arts, in music and drama, many of the things, most of the things that big cities offer. I think if somebody in Pittsburgh is really interested, he can be busy every day and every evening visiting different lectures or musical events in the city. anybody would ask me where to locate, I would be very strong in suggesting Pittsburgh to them from every point of view.
Would you like to also comment on the fact that Pittsburgh was voted the number one city in the country?
I was not surprised.
Just to get it on tape.
I expected that. I feel that way about it.
While we're talking
get this thing over here.
Let's talk now, if we may, in a little more narrow sense about Pittsburgh. Your perceptions of the Pittsburgh Jewish community as you've seen it over the years,
I've said about the general community in Pittsburgh is true in the same or even to a large extent of the Jewish community. We've belonged to Hall of Sholem Temple and have been active in Hall of Sholem Temple for many, many years. And we feel very, very much at home in the temple. We're friendly with many, many people there. We both have worked in the Jewish community with the United Jewish Fund and have many contacts there as well, so that the Jewish community has also been very friendly and very open as far as our experience is concerned.
Do you see any particular problems or threats to the American Jewish community now?
I would really like to see the Jewish community reach out a little bit more aggressively or more actively to the community as a whole. I am certain that anti-Semitism is something that will always exist. I'm also certain that anti-Semitism at this time is less than I have known it ever. But I feel by reaching out, by the Jewish community having more contact with the community as a whole, this feeling of anti-Semitism can be reduced even more and continuously. I particularly feel that the Jewish community should be very active in making it easy for couples that have intermarried to become part of the Jewish community, rather than to make them feel that they are outcast. I think the Jewish community should make them feel wanted and loved and accepted. If we are losing many of members in the Jewish community through intermarriage, I think we can gain as many or more if we are open-minded to these intermarried couples, accept them in the community, and try to embrace them.
Well, would you say that being in the Reformed temple, they don't really have the problem that the Orthodox sections do, where it is absolutely not acceptable? And how are you going to change their views?
I can't talk for the Orthodox community at all, because I don't know it, and I don't know a great deal about their feeling about it. I know some of the things you say are right. I also know that the feelings, even in the Orthodox community, have about intermarriage have changed a little bit. But I really can. I don't feel knowledgeable enough, competent enough to express myself as far as the Orthodox community is concerned. But for the Jewish community as a whole, the Reformed community in particular, I think that it's an important responsibility to try to work along those lines.
You've also...
I feel particularly strongly about it because one of our daughter-in-laws is not Jewish. She's a very loving person. She's raising our grandchildren as Jewish children. Mm-hmm. And I feel one of the reasons, not the deciding reason, but one of the reasons is that we have accepted her in our family and treat her as if she always were one of us.
Very wise. While we are talking about your perceptions about the Jewish community, do you have some thoughts about the development of Israel as you've seen it grow and change over the years? Is it as you anticipated? Are you disappointed? Pleased?
No, I, first of all, I, we're supporting Israel, and we feel it's an important development in the Jewish life, because although I have never had any intent of making Israel our home, I don't think anybody in our family has that idea. It has, for one thing, made Jews all over the world be more self-confident, more proud to be able to talk about a Jewish homeland. In addition to that, it is a place where Jewish people can go if they wish to and call it their own. Disappointed only in one way. Disappointed that it hasn't been possible for Israel to become more friendly with its neighbors. That we're still on a very hostile basis, because I feel until we can establish both economic and social relationships with the Arabic world around Israel, Israel will never be able to support itself by itself. It will always be dependent on the Jewish community in the world.
Okay, now we give you a chance to philosophize, if you like, on your own life. As you think back, those things that have been most important to you, your accomplishments, your successes, perhaps regrets, if there are some as well.
Well, I don't know how, I really don't know how to measure success in anybody's life at all. I consider the greatest happiness that I have been able to receive out of living is the fact that we've had a very loving, supportive, and attentive family life. If that's a success, or if that's the way it should be, or the way it is, I don't know. But it is the one thing that has given me and Ruth greatest pleasure in living.
That's enormous success, I think.
I don't know. I feel it's, to us, by far the most important thing. Anything that comes next is very, very little importance.
Have there been experiences that are particularly memorable, travels perhaps, or achievements that you feel good about?
We've traveled quite a bit in this country and abroad. And we've enjoyed it very much. It's the one luxury that we spend a great deal of money on. But the things that I think stay in my mind more than anything else are some of the family, ordinary family things that have happened over a period of many years. Development of our children, I think, is a marvelous thing to look back on. It's really, to me, miraculous to see how children, babies go into children go into the lessons and then into adulthood, and how they develop. And
are you having any opportunities to see that happening with your grandchildren?
Well, yes, to a great extent.
Good.
They're still very young.
Yes.
I hope to see as much of it as I possibly can. But it's really the highlight of our life. There are many other things that are. We have a great circle of friends, very supportive circle of friends. Which we treasure very much, but the family is by far the top layer, and the friends we have are not only in Pittsburgh; they're all over the country. We have very good friends on the West Coast, very good friends in Florida, we have very good friends in the East. We went to New York quite often. We've developed very good friendships there, and we are in touch with these people.
I know that
constantly.
I know that music is clearly a pleasure in your life. Are there
music?
Are there others in that category?
Almost every art form.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. For example, we were in Washington 2 weeks ago and spent a great deal of time in the museums. We saw. I think I mentioned it to you.
Did you see the new Matisse
exhibit, which is
right.
Fabulous. There was a very good Russian exhibit there, which is a sleeper. Nobody ever told us about it. We just ran into it very accidentally. There's a very pretty Goya exhibit in the West Wing of the National Museum. There's a very pretty exhibit of colonial and early American furniture.
Hmm.
There.
There must be pleasures for you, too, in this work that you're doing with SCORE. Would you like to talk about that a bit?
Well, after we sold our business, I was looking for other activities. They've really centered on four different things. You mentioned SCORE, mm-hmm. and SCORE has been more of an ego builder than anything else, working with men who have had similar experiences as I have had, trying to be active in the organization itself has been very, very gratifying, but the most important thing is counseling other people, especially young people. Harold can back me up. It's really gives every one of us a tremendous boost. The other thing, I've been active in the condominium itself. I've been treasurer in the condominium for 5 or 6 years, and I've been very active in its management. We have no professional management. We all manage our the building. People in the building manage it. I've been active in the Shadyside Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
I've been executive secretary there for a long time, although I don't act as an executive secretary. I have a very loose relationship. Mm-hmm. But I spent a fair amount of time in meetings with them. The last thing is I work at Temple quite a bit.
That's a very diversified kind of volunteer.
So it's entirely different than what I've ever done in my life before, and that's what I wanted. Yes. I wanted something entirely different. Yes. And it is. I enjoy working with people, and all of these activities bring me in contact with people.
Well, you've got a bit of time for a few last words, if you would like.
Oh, quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
For a long-lasting bit of last few words.
Perhaps you'd like to talk about things you're looking forward to. Hopes for the future.
The thing I'm hoping for and wishing for, more than anything else, is good health for all of us. I'm looking forward to the future. I mentioned several times I'm basically a very optimistic person, and I'm looking forward to seeing our grandchildren grow up. I'm looking forward.
Lasting for the last few words.
Perhaps you'd like to talk about things you're looking forward to. Hopes for the future.
The thing I'm hoping for and wishing for, more than anything else, is good health for all of us. I'm looking forward to the future. I mentioned several times I'm basically a very optimistic person, and I'm looking forward to seeing our grandchildren grow up. I'm looking forward to seeing how our children develop in their community. I'm looking forward to Ruth and
myself for spending a lot of time traveling, a lot of time with our friends. I have no particular highlight, but I can tell you that, for example, later next year, next spring, we are planning to go to China.
Oh, lovely.
Which is a nice thing to look forward to, but it is not. Our children develop in their community. I'm looking forward to Ruth and myself spending a lot of time traveling, a lot of time with our friends. I have no particular highlight. But I can tell you that, for example, later next year, next spring, we are planning to go to China.
Oh, lovely.
Which is a nice thing to look forward to, but it is not, it's not a high point as such. But I hope we have more trips like that.
Have you, in the traveling that you've done, ever returned to Frankfurt? Have you gone back to Germany?
Only in the last 2 years have I had any interest in going back to Germany. And my interest was mainly fueled by two completely diverse considerations. One is that I would be interested to see the graves of my grandparents, if they're still there. And the second thing is that I would like to show Ruth where I was born and where I grew up, and a little of the country that I lived in for the first 20 years of my life.
Yes.
Until then, I thought and I might still feel very uncomfortable going back to Germany.
Have you never been back?
Never been back. And until very recently, I've never had any desire of going back. And the reason for it is really what we were talking about at the very beginning of this outset, that I feel that Germany is not friendly toward Jewish people and is not much different today than it was 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a good point to ask you this question. How do you feel now, having spent all these years in this country, what do you think the future is going to be for America as far as its feelings towards the Jews in this country? Whether we will still enjoy the kind of freedom we've had? Do you ever think that maybe it could happen here too? What happened in Germany?
I didn't think it could happen in Germany. I don't think it could happen here either. I think it can happen less here than it could happen in Germany.
Mm-hmm.